USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is pressing on with its invasion of Ukraine, despite mounting global pressure that saw a war crimes probe opened up against it, and a sanctions free-for-all to its economy. Hundreds of civilians, including scores of children, have been killed during the invasion. According to Ukraine's government, more than a half million people have fled the country. Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, on Fox News, says this self-imposed war is costing Russia a lot.
But what's facing Russia's economy over the next 10 days is cataclysmic. And then you add to that the humiliation on the battlefield that they have faced so far, even though they're keeping much of that from the Russian public. And you see a guy who's facing some circumstances that he needs to reverse pretty quickly. He needs to reestablish some level of power balance with the West before he can even think about, you know, what else to do.
Major League Baseball and players failed to reach a deal after 16 and a half hours of negotiations. Baseball may cancel itself this year. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Russia continues to indiscriminately bombard Ukraine, much of the internet service has been knocked out. Elon Musk is helping with that problem.
Tesla and SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk has announced that the company's Starlink internet satellites are now active in Ukraine as the country suffers significant power outages due to Russia's invasion. Ukraine's vice prime minister asked Musk to provide internet service to the country amid Russian attacks, and Musk delivered, according to Twitter exchanges between the two. Starlink is a satellite-based internet constellation intended to blanket the planet in high-speed broadband and could potentially bring connectivity to billions of people who still lack reliable internet access. The idea requires swarms of satellite operating in low Earth orbit about 340 miles high, in SpaceX's case, to provide continuous coverage. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
President Biden's State of the Union address is tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A huge Russian military convoy dozens of miles long is approaching the capital, Kyiv. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News says China's support has given Putin the confidence to invade his neighbor.
Yeah, well, he never would have done this had he not felt that China, to some extent, would be there to help buffer the pain of it. There's no doubt about it. In fact, he moved a bunch of troops from the far east of Russia, something they'd never done before, because, as you know, China claims Siberia belongs to them, so there's always been a strong Russian military presence there. Nobody knows what happens here next, but some things are becoming pretty obvious, and you can see it from the commercial imagery you're talking about here tonight. It's pretty clear now that what's happening is a massive Russian force is pushing in from the north. They're going to try to take the western part of Kyiv, and the reason being that all these supplies that we keep talking about, everything that we're providing and other countries are providing, it has to come over from the west. So if they can cut Kyiv off of those supplies, it begins to really deteriorate the city's standing. And once they've got Kyiv encircled, then I think you're going to see a medieval-type siege. You know, and that means, you know, people starving. They're hoping the government will collapse or surrender or capitulate, and then they can install some sort of puppet government, which has been his goal the whole time. So that's clearly the aim they have. Obviously, the Ukrainians have fought a lot harder and more effectively than we anticipated. Their spirits are very high, so they still have a chance to disrupt this. But this is clearly what they're planning to do, and as you've seen from the imagery being shown, what they're bringing down from the north is a massive, massive show of force.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.